Psalms 90, verse 13, through Psalms 92, verse 5. Return, O Yahweh, how long? O be sorry for your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your loving commitment, and let us sing for joy all our days. Give us joy according to the days you have afflicted us, the years we have seen evil. Reveal your work to your servants, and your splendor to their children. And let the pleasantness of Yahweh, our Elohim, be upon us, and confirm the work of our hands for us. O confirm the work of our hands. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, who abides under the shadow of the Almighty, he is saying of Yahweh, my refuge and my stronghold, my Elohim in whom I trust. For he delivers you from the snare of the trapper, from the destructive pestilence.
Shalom and welcome to His Word Heals. This program is focused weekly on living and praying in agreement with Yahweh's Word. Each week's program will build upon the information and prayers from the week before, so if this is your first time tuning in and you would like to hear more, please visit our website at www.hiswordheals.com, where you can download all of our archives for free, as well as free Kindle editions of our two books and a free Healing Scriptures CD set to music as an MP3 download. Also, brand new links on our site for you to order your Pure Shemin 100% Undefiled Essential Oils. The premise of this program each week is that once you have put your trust in the death, burial, resurrection, and kingship of Yeshua our Messiah, you are either a newly grafted in branch or a grafted back in branch of the tree of Israel, as explained by Paul in Romans 11:13-17. You are part of spiritual Israel, joined to Yahweh's chosen people, and all of the promises and instructions given to Israel apply to you, both the blessings for obedience and the chastisements for disobedience, as outlined throughout His entire Word. If you are blessed by what you hear, please consider supporting this radio station by clicking the donate button on their website. We've been doing some pretty heavy studies these past few weeks, so this week we're going to slow down and rest a bit, rest in Him by simply offering up our praises to Him in agreement with His Word, as written mostly by King David in the Psalms. After all, as we saw in last week's program, that is why we have been set free, free to serve Him, worship Him, and praise Him. I'm going to start with Psalms 120 and just see where we end up. Please praise Him along with me. Father, we ask that our words, which agree with Your Word, would be acceptable, an acceptable offering to You today, Father. We ask and pray that they would rise up to You as a sweet incense before You, and that they would also go out through the internet and edify those listening and praising along with me. We know that Your Word will not come back void, and so we pray for it to multiply 100-fold in the lives of those praying and those listening. Please give me clarity of voice and mind to deliver Your Word as You intended it to be delivered and spoken, that Your Word would speak individually into the lives of each person listening and each person agreeing, and that I would not misrepresent any of them with my own thoughts or fleshly mind. In Yeshua's precious and great name we ask this. Amen. Psalms 120. In my distress I cried out to Yahweh, and He answered me, Yahweh, deliver my being from false lips, from a treacherous tongue. What would one give to You, or what would one do to You, O treacherous tongue? Sharp arrows of a mighty man, with coals of the broom wood. Woe to me, for I have sojourned in Meshech. I have dwelt among the tents of Kedar. My being has dwelt too long with him who hates peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for fighting. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from Yahweh, maker of the heavens and earth. He does not allow your foot to be moved. He who watches over you does not slumber. See, he who is guarding Yisrael neither slumbers nor sleeps. Yahweh is your guard. Yahweh is your shade at your right hand. The sun does not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Yahweh guards you from all evil. He guards your being. Yahweh guards your going out and your coming in, now and forever. I was glad when they said to me, Let us go into the house of Yahweh. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is bound together, where the tribes have come up, the tribes of Yah, a witness to Yisrael, to give thanks to the name of Yahweh. For there the thrones of right ruling were set, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Let those who love you be at rest. Peace be within your walls, rest in your citadels. For the sake of my brothers and companions, I say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of Yahweh, our Elohim, I seek your good. I shall lift up my eyes unto you who dwell in the heavens. See, as the eyes of servants are toward the hand of their masters, as the eyes of a female servant are toward the hand of her mistress, so our eyes toward Yahweh our Elohim. Until he shows favor to us, O Yahweh, show favor to us. For we are exceedingly filled with mockery, our being is exceedingly filled with the scoffing of those who are at ease, with the mockery of the proud. If it had not been Yahweh who was on our side, let Yisrael now say, if it had not been Yahweh who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive in their burning rage against us. Then the waters would have overwhelmed us, the stream would have gone over our being, then the proud waters would have gone over our being. Blessed be Yahweh, who did not give us as a prey to their teeth. Our being has escaped like a bird from the snare of the trappers. The snare was broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of Yahweh, maker of the heavens and earth. Those who trust in Yahweh are like Mount Zion. It is not shaken, it remains forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so Yahweh surrounds his people, now and forever. For the scepter of wrongness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous stretch forth their hands to unrighteousness. Do good, O Yahweh, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. But those who turn aside to their crooked ways, Yahweh shall lead them away with the workers of wickedness. Peace be upon Yisrael. When Yahweh turns back the captivity of Zion, we shall be like dreamers. Then our mouth shall be filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then shall they say among the nations, Yahweh has done great deeds for them. Yahweh shall do great deeds for us. We shall be glad. Turn back our captivity, O Yahweh, like the streams in the south. Those sowing tears shall reap with songs of joy. He who goes on and weeps, bearing seed for sowing, shall indeed come in with rejoicing, bearing his sheaves. If Yahweh does not build the house, its builders have labored in vain. If Yahweh does not guard the city, the watchman has stayed awake in vain. In vain do you rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of toil. So he gives his beloved sleep. Look, children, our inheritance from Yahweh. The fruit of the womb is the reward. As arrows in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who has filled his quiver with them. They are not ashamed when they speak with their enemies in the gate. Blessed are all who fear Yahweh, who walk in his ways. You shall eat the labor of your hands. Be blessed and let it be well with you. Let your wife be as a fruit-bearing vine within your house, your sons like olive plants all around your table. Look, so shall the man be blessed who fears Yahweh. Yahweh shall bless you out of Zion, and let you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life, and let you see your children's children. Peace be upon Yisrael. Often they have distressed me from my youth. Let Yisrael now say, often they have distressed me from my youth. But they have not overcome me. The plowers plowed on my back. They made their furrows long. Yahweh is righteous. He has cut the cords of the wrong in two. Let all those who hate Zion be put to shame and turned back. Let them be as the grass on the housetops, which withers before it grows up, that shall not fill the reaper's hand, nor the sheaves fill the binder's bosom. And those who pass by shall not say, The blessing of Yahweh be upon you. We have blessed you in the name of Yahweh. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Yahweh. O Yahweh, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my prayers, O Yah. If you should watch crookedness, O Yahweh, who would stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you might be feared. I looked to Yahweh, and my being has looked, and for his word I have waited. My being looks to Yahweh, more than those watching for morning, O Yisrael. Wait for Yahweh, for with Yahweh there is loving commitment, and with him is much redemption. For he shall redeem Yisrael from all his crookedness. O Yahweh, my heart has not been proud, nor have my eyes been haughty, neither have I concerned myself with great matters, nor with those too wondrous for me. Have I not calmed and kept my being silent, like one weaned by its mother? My being is like one weaned. O Yisrael, wait for Yahweh, now and forever. O Yahweh, remember David, all of his afflictions. How he swore to Yahweh, vowed to the Mighty One of Jacob, not to enter into my dwelling house, not to get into my bed, not to give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for Yahweh, a dwelling place for the Mighty One of Jacob. See, we heard of it in Ephrathath. We found it in the fields of the forest. Let us go into his dwelling places. Let us bow ourselves at his footstool. Arise, O Yahweh, to your place of rest, you and the ark of your strength. Let your priests put on righteousness, and your lovingly committed ones shout for joy. For the sake of your servant David, do not turn away the face of your anointed one. Yahweh has sworn in truth to David. He does not turn from it. Of the fruit of your body I set upon your throne. If your sons guard my covenant and my witnesses that I teach them, their sons shall sit upon your throne forever. For Yahweh has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling. This is my place of rest forever. Here I dwell, for I have desired it. I greatly bless her provision. I satisfy her poor with bread, and I put deliverance on her priests, and her lovingly committed ones sing for joy. There I make the horn of David grow. I shall set up my lamp for my anointed one. I put shame on his enemies, while on him his diadem shall shine. See how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity, like the precious oil on the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes, like the dew of Hermon, that comes down on the mountain of Zion. For there Yahweh commanded the blessing, life forever. Come, bless Yahweh, all you servants of Yahweh, who are standing in the house of Yahweh by night. Lift up your hands in the set-apart place and bless Yahweh. Yahweh, maker of the heavens and the earth, does bless you from Zion. Praise Yah, praise the name of Yahweh. Praise, you servants of Yahweh, who are standing in the house of Yahweh, in the courts of the house of our Elohim. Praise Yah, for he is good. Sing praises to his name, for it is pleasant. For Yahweh has chosen Jacob for himself, Yisrael for his treasured possession. For I know that Yahweh is great, and our Master is above all mighty ones. Yahweh has done whatever pleased him, in the heavens and in earth, in the seas and in all the depths, causing vapors to go up from the ends of the earth. He made lightning for the rain, bringing forth wind from his treasuries. Who struck the firstborn of Mitzrayim? From man to beast. He sent signs and wonders into your midst, O Mitzrayim, on Pharaoh and on all his servants, who struck many nations and killed mighty sovereigns, even Sihon, the king of the Amorites, and Og, sovereign of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. And he gave their land as an inheritance to Yisrael, his people. O Yahweh, your name is forever. O Yahweh, your remembrance to all generations. For Yahweh rightly rules his people and has compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak. They have eyes, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. Also there is no breath in their mouth. Those making them become like them, everyone who is trusting in them. Bless Yahweh, O house of Yisrael. Bless Yahweh, O house of Aaron. Bless Yahweh, O house of Levi. You who fear Yahweh, bless Yahweh. Blessed from Sion, Yahweh be, who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise Yah. Give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his loving commitment is everlasting. Give thanks to the Elohim of mighty ones, for his loving commitment is everlasting. Give thanks to the Master of Masters, for his loving commitment is everlasting. To him who alone does great wonders, for his loving commitment is everlasting. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his loving commitment is everlasting. To him who spread the earth on the waters, for his loving commitment is everlasting. To him who made great lights, for his loving commitment is everlasting. The sun to rule by day, for his loving commitment is everlasting. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his loving commitment is everlasting. To him who struck Mitzrayim in their firstborn, for his loving commitment is everlasting, and brought out Yisrael from their midst, for his loving commitment is everlasting. With a strong hand and with an outstretched arm, for his loving commitment is everlasting. To him who split apart the sea of reeds, for his loving commitment is everlasting, and made Yisrael pass through the midst of it, for his loving commitment is everlasting. But shook off Pharaoh and his army in the sea of reeds, for his loving commitment is everlasting. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his loving commitment is everlasting. To him who struck great kings, for his loving commitment is everlasting, and killed mighty kings, for his loving commitment is everlasting, even Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his loving commitment is everlasting, and Og, king of Bashan, for his loving commitment is everlasting, and gave their land as an inheritance, for his loving commitment is everlasting, an inheritance to Yisrael his servant, for his loving commitment is everlasting, who remembered us in our humiliation, for his loving commitment is everlasting, and rescued us from our adversaries, for his loving commitment is everlasting, who gives food to all flesh, for his loving commitment is everlasting. Give thanks to the El of the heavens, for his loving commitment is everlasting. By the rivers of Babel, there we sat down and we wept as we remembered Zion. We hung our lyres upon the willows in the midst of it, for there our captors asked us for the words of a song, and our plunderers for rejoicing, saying, "Sing to us the song of Zion." How could we sing the song of Yahweh on foreign soil? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget. Let my tongue cleave to my palate. If I do not remember you, if I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy, remember, O Yahweh, against the sons of Edom, the day of Jerusalem, who said, lay it bare to its foundation. O daughter of Babel, who are to be destroyed, blessed is he who repays you your deed, what you did to us. Blessed is he who shall take and dash your little ones against the rock. O Abba, have mercy. We pray, Father, for mercy for the little ones. We pray that people would turn to you, Father, with all their hearts, and that we would repent, and that we would serve you as King, as Master, as Creator, Father. Please put your Spirit upon us, that we would serve you and love you and praise you and glorify your name, Father. Have mercy on all the little ones and all those who in innocence don't know what is going on. Father, we pray for your mercy, but we also know that you are just and that we pray for your will to be done. Thank you, Father, that you are merciful,
that you are merciful and that you are just. In Yeshua's name, amen. I give you thanks with all my heart before the mighty ones. I sing praises to you. I bow myself toward your set-apart Hakal and give thanks to your name for your loving commitment and for your truth. For you have made great your word, your name above all. On the day I called you, did not answer me. You made me bold with strength in my being. Let all the kings of the earth give thanks to you, O Yahweh, when they shall hear the words of your mouth. And let them sing of the ways of Yahweh, for great is the glory of Yahweh. Though Yahweh is exalted, he looks on the humble, but the proud he perceives from a distance. Though I walk in the midst of distress, you revive me. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand saves me. Yahweh does perfect for me. O Yahweh, your loving commitment is everlasting. Do not forsake the works of your hands. O Yahweh, you have searched me and know me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought from afar. You sift my path and my lying down, and know well all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but see, O Yahweh, you know it all. You have closed me in, behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Knowledge too wondrous for me. It is high, I am unable to reach it. Where would I go from your spirit, or where would I flee from your face? If I go up into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, see, you are there. I take the wings of the morning. I dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea. There too your hand would lead me, and your right hand hold me. If I say darkness shall cover me, then night would be light to me. Even darkness is not dark for you, but night shines as the day. As is darkness, so is light for you. You possessed my kidneys. You have covered me in my mother's womb. I give thanks to you, for I am awesomely and wondrously made. Wondrous are your works, and my being knows it well. My bones were not concealed from you when I was shaped in a hidden place, knit together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body, and in your book all of them were written, the days they were formed, while none was among them. And how precious are your thoughts to me, O El! How great has been the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more than the sand. When I wake up, I am still with you. Oh, that you would kill the wrong, O Eloah! Depart from me, therefore, men of bloodshed. They speak against you wickedly. Bring your enemies to nothing. O Yahweh, do I not hate them who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? With a complete hatred I hate them. They have become my enemies. But, Father, as Yeshua taught us, I pray for my enemies. And I pray for your enemies, Father. I just pray for my enemies that they would turn to you, Father, that you would put your spirit in them, and that all flesh would bow before you and praise your holy name, Father. Yeshua taught that we should pray for those that hate us and pray for those that are against us, Father. And so I do pray for them, Father. I do pray for a change of heart for them, Father, that instead of hating you, they would love you, that they would turn to you, that they would glorify your name, Father, because you deserve to be glorified by all flesh, Father, by the whole entire earth. So, Abba, I pray for my enemies right now while there is still hope for them. Thank you, Abba. In Yeshua's name, we thank you for your mercy. Amen. Search me, O El, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if an idolatrous way is in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Amen. In Yeshua's name, amen, Father. Lead us in the path of righteousness. Lead us in your ways. Give us your heart and your spirit and your love for other people. Give us a heart to serve you, a heart to glorify our King and our Savior, Yeshua, a heart to do your will. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Blessings and shalom to all of you and everyone in your homes.